Good evening. Tonight's shiur will be the Ilui Nishmas El Yehu Ben Zalman Tzvi El Kabas Shol Yecheskel and Chaim Ben Eliyahu. It's also the Shloshim of Ita Bas Chanoch. This week's parasha, besides being a double parasha, Vayakhel, Pekudei, and this year we read both. Last year we read them one at a time because it was a leap year. Most years they read together. It is also Shabbos Mevarchim, Chodesh Nisan. It is also Parshas HaChodesh, the fourth and final of the 4 weeks of the Arba Parashiyos that we read in the vicinity of Purim and Pesach. This is the final week. And it is also Chaf Hei Adar. Chaf Hei Adar is Brias HaOlam, the day of the creation of the world, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, who says, Benisa Nivra HaOlam means the world was created on Chaf Hei Adar, because Nisan, Aleph Nisan, was the day that Adam was created. Chaf Hei Adar, therefore, is Bereshis Bara Elokim, Eis HaShomayim V'Eis HaOretz. So this is a major Shabbos. It's a new beginning. We're getting ready for the Chodesh of Nisan, which is the HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the beginning, the first month, the Reishis of the year. Especially this year that we are privileged to make the bracha on the sun, Berchas HaChama, which will be taking place 3 weeks from tomorrow morning, once in 28 years, when the sun is back in its original position that it was placed on the first Wednesday of creation, which is why we do it on Wednesday. That's when the Chama and the Levana were both placed in the sky at the same time, Shnei HaMo'eris HaGadolim, which is our testimony to the Bria, to the fact that the world was created, Oysa Maaseh Bereishis, and it's the time for Hischatshus every year, certainly this year, when we complete the 28-year cycle. Vayakhel Pekudei, these two parashiyos are read as we make the transition from Purim to Pesach. We are still under the effect of Purim, although Purim is gone physically. We don't have Purim with us right now. We can't read the Megillah this week. But it's still Chodesh Adar. Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha continues. In fact, the Simcha intensifies with each passing day. It doesn't diminish just because Purim ended. On the contrary, Rashi in the Gemara says, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha Yemei Purim U'Pesach. So Pesach is part of it. We see that Purim and Pesach are connected. Purim prepares us for Pesach. Purim is when we start learning the halachas of Pesach, the Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. Most of Purim, in fact, as we mentioned, happened on Pesach. Haman was hung on Pesach. The party of Esther was on Pesach. The 3 days of fasting was on Pesach. The party of, some say, Achashverosh ended on Pesach. And Vashti was killed on Pesach. So Purim and Pesach are definitely connected. And what's interesting is that Purim really is higher than Pesach, because on Purim we reach the level of Adar Lo Yoda, as we mentioned, the level of Emuna, higher than Da'as, L'mayla min Adas, while Pesach is sort of connected to the idea of Da'as, because the Gemara tells us a child does not recognize his father until he tastes grain. Ein hatinuk yodea likrois abba ad shatoim ta'am dogon, which is why the opinion that the Eitz Hadas was chit, was a wheat. That's the reason for it. The reason why that opinion in the Gemara and Brachas, there are four opinions, what the Eitz Hadas was. Was it wheat, grape, fig, or an esrig? So according to the Maan D'Amar, that it was a kernel of wheat, because wheat brings you to Da'as. You have to have grain, cereal. Children eat a lot of cereal, and that brings them to knowledge, and they recognize who their parents are. And Pesach is the antith that we recognize who our Father in Heaven is. And we ate matzah. So matzah brings us to Da'as. In that respect, then, Purim is higher than Pesach, because Purim is Adar Lo Yoda, which is the Tachlis. The Tachlis is to reach the level of Adar Lo Yoda, and yet we're saying that Purim prepares for Pesach, meaning that Pesach is the ultimate. And the answer is because, although in the sequence of events, Purim comes at the end of the year, it's the Achrus Hashanah, And therefore we're on a higher level on Purim than we were on Pesach when we started. But every year after Purim, we start over again on a higher level, a new level of Da'as that's going to lead us to an even higher level of Adalo Yada. So yes, it's true, Purim is greater than Pesach in that respect. But as we come to the next year, the new year, which Pesach is really the new year, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, B'nisan Nivra Ha'olam, this Shabbos, Chafei Adar, Brias Ha'olam, we're starting over again on a higher level of Da'as to reach a higher level of Adalo Yada in the upcoming Purim. And the way the Torah, the way Hashem set up the parashiyos, Vayakel and Pekudei, which is parasha number 6, number 22 and number 23, are read as we enter Nisan, as we leave Adar, the Achris Hashana from Nisan and the Reishis Hashana. We go from Achris to Reishis, from Purim to Pesach. We read Vayakel and Pekudei. And if we look at Vayakel and Pekudei, the names of the parashiyos, and what is discussed in these parashiyos, perhaps we can connect Vayakel to Purim and Pekudei to Pesach. Vayakel is still Adar, and Pekudei is Nisan. In fact, in Pekudei, we read about Chodesh Nisan. Parashas Pekudei talks about how the Mishkan was completed on the first day of Nisan, and the Shechina returns, the Shechina comes down to the world after it had left because of Chet HaEgel. B'yayim HaChodesh HaRishon Be'echot LaChodesh Tokim Es Mishkan Ohel Moed. That's of course Chodesh Nisan. V'ayhi B'chodesh HaRishon B'shana HaShen Es Be'echot LaChodesh Hukam HaMishkan. That's Chodesh Nisan. So Pekudei is certainly the parsha of Nisan, while Vayakel is still connected to Adar, just as this Shabbos, Shabbos Mevarchim always is the Shabbos that connects one month to the next. It's the last Shabbos of the passing month, and it's the Shabbos that prepares us for the upcoming month. How is Vayakel related to Adar and Purim? And we had before Parsha Zohar, we eradicated Amalek. Hopefully we eradicated him totally, especially from inside of us, the Amalek that exists in each and every one of us, which is the Yetzer Hara. But before we come to Purim and Chodesh, which incidentally the Yerushalmi asks, Chodesh should be before Purim. Not the way it is. It should be the other way around. Because Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Parah was Beis Nisan. The first Parah Aduma was burnt on the second day of Nisan, as Rashi brings down in Parashas Nasai. Why then is Parah before Chodesh? Historically, Chodesh Nisan began before the Parah Aduma was prepared. The Parah Aduma was prepared on Beis Nisan. So the Yerushalmi says, because Parah is Taharason Shel Yisrael. What does that mean? So, Chodesh is Hischatshus of Yisrael. So why should Parah come first? Because before Hischatshus, there has to be Tahara. There has to be, first comes purity, and then comes renewal. So Parah is first, then comes Chodesh. Both Tahara and Hischatshus is what Amalek battles against. Amalek does not want us to be pure, and Amalek does not want us to renew ourselves. We find in the Parsha of Zohar that we read not long ago, Asher Karcha Baderech, which Karcha means Tumma, as Rashi says, Loshen Keri V'Tumma, V'Ata Oyev V'Yogeya. Amalek instills in us the feeling that we are exhausted, tired, old, bored. Not the concept of Hischatshus doesn't exist in the world of Amalek. Amalek doesn't understand what Hischatshus means. HaChodesh Hazeh is Lochem. Hischatshus is only for us. For the Jewish people understand the concept of Hischatshus. Every year we are being Hischatshus, every month, really every Shabbos, every day really. When one wakes up in the morning, experiences Hischatshus, he says, Moed Ani. So Amalek fights, battles the concept of Tahara, Asher Karcha Baderech, Vayizanev V'ato Oyev V'yogeya. You're too tired to wake up. You're too tired to start anew. Which leads, of course, to Kfirah. Amalek, who was the ultimate kofer, if when one doesn't believe in anything, there's no reason for Tahara, there's no reason for Hischatshus. Therefore, as soon as we eradicate Amalek, after Parsha Zohar, we are zoicha to these two concepts, to Tahara and to Hischatshus. Once Amalek has been erased, Asher Karcha is gone, comes Parsha's Parah, which is Tahara. Then comes Chodesh, which is Chatshus, which counters the Va'ata Oyei V'yogeya. Purim is in between. Purim is in between Purah and Chodesh, because Purim is also the Yom Tov of Tahara. Where do we see Tahara by Purim? We see it in the name of Mordechai. Mordechai is Meira Dachya. Dachya, as the Unkelus translates Mordoror, Meira Dachya, which is Mordechai, as the Gemara says in Kulin. Dachya means purity. Mordechai's Avoida was Tahara. We see this in the Mishnah in Shkolim, which tells us that Psachya was Mordechai, and Psachya's job was to take care of the Kenan. The Kenan were the birds that we use in the Beis HaMikdash, and you needed a very great Chacham to deal with the Kenan. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Kenan Gufei Halachos, Kenan Upischei Nida, Heinen Gufei Halachos, which Mordechai, who was a Chacham Atik, Mordechai was such a great Chacham that he was able to deal with the Kenan, even if they got mixed. There's so many, all the halachas in the Mishnayos of Kenan. The purpose of the Kenan is to bring Tahara to the Oledas, to the Zov, to the Zova. Psachya is Mordechai. Mordechai is from the words Mordechai. Tahara from the Merirus, purity from the bitterness of Amalek, which Mor, the Gematria Amalek. Therefore, Purim is also associated with Tahara. In the name Mordechai, we see it. We know too that Purim and Yom Kippur are one. Yom Kippur is a day of Tahara. Lifnei Hashem Titoru. The whole idea of Yom Kippur is that one purifies himself. The last three words of Yaakov Avinu's were V'lo Erev Yechalik Shol, as we mentioned last week. That's Purim, as Rashi says in Parshas Vayechi, based on the Medrash. Yechalik Shol is Purim. V'lo Erev Yechalik Shol is Begematria Lifnei Hashem Titoru. That's Yom Kippur. Purim and Yom Kippur are one. They're both dachyu. They're both days of purity. Mikveh. The last Mishnah in Yom Kippur, the last Mishnah in Yuma is Maha Mikveh Metaharis Yisrael. It's a Tameim Afakodesh Baruch Metaharis Yisrael Shanem. A Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. A Mikveh is Metahir. When one enters a Mikveh and he comes out of the Mikveh, he is Tohar. In the Megillah it says Hapurim. Hapurim. The word Hapurim, if you add it up, in Miluah, Hey is Hey Yud, and Pei is Pei Aleph, and Vav is Vav Vav, and Resh is Resh Yud Shin, and Yud Vav Dalad Mem Mem, is equal to the word Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Purim has the same concept of Mikveh as Yom HaKippurim, and even on a higher level. We know that one of the Kavanis that we're supposed to have when one goes to the Mikveh is the Shem Eheyeh, Aleph Hey Yud Kei. So says the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov. What does Eheyeh mean? Eheyeh means I will be a new person. Eheyeh is one of the shemos of Hashem, Eheyeh Asher, Eheyeh. And Eheyeh is what we're supposed to have in mind when we go to the mikveh, whether we go every day, or Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yom Kippur, whenever it is. Eheyeh, I will be a new person. I'm not the same person I was before. And we know mikveh has the power of doing that. Mikveh is metaher, it turns a goy into a Jew, and as the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld told Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, that because he used to go to the mikveh a lot, and the Rabbi Zalman Meltzer felt that it was wasting time, he doesn't have to. He told them, if mikveh has the power to be metahir, if mikveh has the power to change a goy into a Jew, then certainly a Jew who turns into a better Jew. That's what Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld told Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, and it seems like he accepted it. And as the Arizal writes, that you're supposed to have in mind that the word eheyeh, if you spell it out again, eheyeh aleph lamed pei, eheyeh b'miluah is equal to mikveh. Purim is also the Yom Tov of Eheyeh, because it says, Asher Yishlatu HaYehudim Heimah. Asher Yishlatu HaYehudim Heimah is Rosh HaTeva is Eheyeh. It's the Yom Tov of purity. It's the Yom Tov that we prepare for the Hischachos of Pesach, but the Tahara comes first. Mordechai, Meira Dachya. First comes the Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. First comes Psachya Al Hakinen. First comes the Tahara of Purim, and right away Pora Adum, which Pora Adum is Tahara from Chet HaEgel, Tahara from Tumas Meis, which the ultimate tumah is mace, which is Amalek. Amalek, Rishoyim b'chayim kruim mesim. And then comes Hischachos. Only then can there be true Hischachos, true renewal. Which renewal is Pesach. Pesach is the Reishis, the first of all the Yomim Tovim, the Rishoyim of all the Yomim Tovim. And when we start over again, a new and higher level than before. And that's the difference between Vayakhel and Pekudei. Vayakhel means, and he gathered. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all of Klal Yisrael. What day was this? Rashi says, Mochras Yom HaKippurim. It was the day after Yom Kippur. just like we're finding ourselves now after Purim. Moshe gathered all the Jews after Yom HaKippurim. It's no big kunst to be joined with others on Yom HaKippurim. And Yom Kippur, everyone is united. The Chiddush is, can we remain united after Yom Kippur? That's why Moshe first gathers all the Jews, Machros Yom HaKippurim, the day after Yom Kippur. That's when we really know whether the Yom Kippur was effective. If after Yom Kippur, one is still doing tshuva, if after Yom Kippur, one is still pure, one is still be'achtus with his fellow Jew, then we know that the Yom Kippur was a successful one. The same thing with Purim. Purim is k'noises kol ha'yehudim. Purim is the Yom Tov of achtus. In order that there be tahara, there has to be achtus. This we see, the Gemara tells us in Chagiga, that b'zman ha'regel, all Jews were tahar, even the Amei Ha'aretz, because they were joined together, and the Gemara brings the pasuk in Navi, v'yei'osef kol ish echad chaverim. All the Jews gathered together as one. And because they gathered together, they are pure. The question is, what does that have to do with it? Just because you gather together, you become pure? What's the tahara that exists when yidin are be'achdus? And here we see, v'yakel denotes achdus. Moshe gathers all the Jews. Esther orders, she commands, Lech Kenosis kol ayudim, gather all the Jews. Pekudei, on the other hand, the name Pekudei, which has many different interpretations, the literal one is the accounting of the Mishkan, which counting is the individual. Every individual is counted separately. Pekudei is the opposite of Vayakel. Vayakel is gathering everyone together, everyone becomes one unit. Pekudei, like we find by the Sefer Bamidbar, is called Chumash HaPekudim. Every person is counted individually. All the Kalim of the Mishkan are being counted here, and all the money that the Jews donated is being accounted for. And more than that, Pashas Pekudei singles out Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is singled out in Pashas Pekudei. Al Pi Moshe, Avodas HaLevim, B'Yadi Son of Ben Aaron HaKohen. Where do we see that Moshe is being singled out in Pashas Pekudei? So the Yerushalmi tells us, then in Pekudei it says Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe 18 times, which is one of the reasons that we daven Shmona Esrei Brachas. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu's name mentioned over and over and over again in Parshas Pekudei? To make up for the loss of Moshe's name in Parshas Tetzava. In Parshas Tetzava, as a result of Mechenina, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is missing. Parshas Pekudei, which is really a repeat of Tetzava, like Vayakel is a repeat of Truma, Moshe's name is mentioned over and over again to make up for the loss. That which lacks in Tetzava is nismale in Pekudei, is rectified in Pekudei. What's missing in Tetzava is here in Pekudei. You know, Pekudei is the tikkun. Pekudei is the tikkun for Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel brought about the Mechenino, which causes, as we mentioned last week, Zayin Ador, Shviris Haluchais, the forgetting of the Halochas B'mei Evelei Shel Moshe, and the lack of his name in Parshas Tetzava. Pekudei is the parsha in which Moshe Rabbeinu's name is brought back again. Moshe Rabbeinu is back. That's the Zayin Adar that Haman doesn't know about. Haman only knows that Moshe died on Zayin Adar. He doesn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on Zayin Adar. He doesn't know that that Purim is going to be a day in which new halachas are going to be brought in. New halachas are going to be taught to Klal Yisrael. So Pekudei is the tikkun. Pekudei is the parsha where the Chet HaEgel is forgiven. Mishkan ha'edus, Rashi says, levater edus liyisrael shaviter lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al maisa ha'egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgiven Klal Yisrael for the egel. If the egel has now somewhat been rectified, the Shechina has returned, the Mishkan is put up, as we see at the end of the parash, which Pekudei ends with Ashras HaShechina in the Mishkan, which the Ramban writes is the whole tachlis of Sefer Shemais. The entire purpose of Sefer Shemais is what it says here at the end of Pekudei. The reason why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, the reason why He gave us the Torah, the reason why He commanded that we build the Mishkan is so that He can rest among us, the Shachanti B'Soichem, which is the whole purpose of creation, right here at the end of Pekudei. Sefer Shemais is referred to as Sefer HaGeula. So Pekudei is the siyum of Sefer HaGeula. Pekudei then is the parsha that symbolizes the Geula, the final Geula, the Geula al Yedei Mashiach Tzidkenu, which Moshe is Mashiach. As we know, Moshe is the neshama of Mashiach. Mashahoyahu Sheyihia. Moshe is Rosh HaTevis. L'Arachayim brings it down. Parshas Vayechi. from the Zohar, that Moshek stands for Mashe Hoya Hu She Yihye. What he was is what he will be. Goyel Rishon Hu Goyel Acharoim. The first Redeemer is the last Redeemer. How do we reconcile that with the fact that Mashiach has to be from Yehuda? That's a question that Mefarshim discussed. But Moshe and Mashiach are really one. Moshe was the purpose of creation. Bereishis Bishvil Moshe Rabbeinu Shenikra Reishis Vaya Reishis Loi. Pekudei is the parasha in which Moshe Rabbeinu is revealed. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned over and over again. Moshe Rabbeinu now is reinstated. He was missing in Tetzaveh. Mechenino had to take place in order to bring about the Tikkun. But the Tikkun takes place here in Parshas Pekudei. So Pekudei, therefore, is the last parasha of Sefer Shemos, corresponding to the last generation, to the generation of Geula, of our Geula that we're waiting for. And that's why this parasha does not start with a Vav. Every single parasha of Sefer Shemos begins with a Vav. Ve'ele Shemos, Ve'eir, Ve'edaber Hashem Elikim El Moshe, Parshas Boi B'Shalach, Ve'yihi B'Shalach Paro Yisroi, Ve'yishma Yisroi, Ve'ele HaMishpatim, and Truma, Ve'ata Tetzava, Kisisa, Ve'yakel, except Pekudei. Pekudei starts, Ele Fekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ha'edus. This parasha is sort of disconnected from the previous 10 parashiyos of Sefer Shemos, and also from the parashiyos of Sefer Bereishis. This is the 23rd parasha of Chumash. We know that even the number that the parasha is associated with, is also precise. It's not just, well, it has to be the 23rd parasha, because Vayakal was the 22nd parasha, so naturally Pekudei is the 23rd. And what's unique about the number 23? This week, tomorrow night, in fact, is Chav Gimel Adar. Chav Gimel Adar is the beginning of the Shivas Yemei Hamiluim. There are those who don't say Tachanun during the Shivas Yemei Hamiluim. The last 7 days of Adar, very important days, even though one might say that was then, that occurred in the time of the Mishkan, what does that have to do with us today? The Torah tells us that during the Shivas Yemei Hamiluim, there was a whole procedure, a whole process of karbonis that were brought every single day, bulls and rams and flower offerings and with oil, every single day. When did it start? It started Chav Gimel Adar. Chav Gimel Adar began the kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Rashi and Tetzava says on this pasuk, V'ze'asher tase lohem l'kadesh oizam l'kach par echad. That's the first day of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. So Rashi says, L'chaper al ma'asei ho'egel shehu par. They had to bring bulls every single day of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim to forgive, to atone for the Chet Ha'egel, which the egel is a baby par, like the parah. Parah is the mother, parah is the father. Parah Adum is also a tikkun for Chet Ha'egel. But the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim specifically were not just to inaugurate Aaron and his sons into the kahuna, which of course that was the purpose of the miluim. The other purpose of it, which was really the main purpose of it, was to be mechaper al ma'aseh ha'egel. That was the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. That means the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim are 7 days of slicha v'chapara. It starts on the 23rd. Why? We find by the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim that there are 13 attributes of mercy. So the Svarim say, why 13? Because after the Chet, we have to come on to a higher number. The world is associated with the number 12. There are 12 Shvatim, there are 12 months, and there are 12 boundaries of the universe. Also, Sefer Yetzira, whatever that means. Yud Beis Gevulei Alachsein. I'm sure one day the scientists will agree to that. Right now, they haven't even found one boundary. But it says in Sefer Yetzira that there are Yud Beis Gevulei Alachsein. So the world was created with 12. 12 boundaries. In Olam Shana Nefesh, there are 12 boundaries, 12 Shvatim, 12 months. And when the Chet HaEgel occurred, and the whole world was contaminated as a result of it, so we have to come on to a number higher than 12 in order to bring a kapara from a higher level, from a higher realm. That's Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. That's the 13 Midos. The same is true concerning when the Klal Yisrael were over the Torah, they were over on the Aseres Hadibrais when they worshipped the Egel, as the Svarim tell us. And in the time of Purim, it says, Lo das mazeh ve'al mazeh, that Esther wanted to know, can it be that Chas v'Shalom, they violated the Torah of which it's written, Mizeh u'mizeh heim kesuvim. The Torah consists of 22 letters. 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. There are Chaf Beis, Ois, Yois. From Aleph till Tav. Klal Yisrael transgressed the entire Aleph Beis, the entire Torah. As we know, Eicha is written with Psukim, beginning with every letter of the Aleph Beis, because Klal Yisrael violated from Aleph till Tav. The first day, Aleph corresponds to Shivasa Betamas. That's the Aleph of Anoichi, the Luchais that were broken on Shivasa Betamas. The Tav is Tisha B'Av. Between Shivasa Betamas and Tisha B'Av, you have 22 days. In 3 weeks, you have 22 days. And the 22 days between Shivasa Betamas and Tisha B'Av correspond to the 22 Oseis of the Torah. Now, Gila V'Nismacha Bach. Bach is Chav Beis. So just as we have to come on to the 13 Midais HaRachamim, which is the number higher than 12, we have to come on to a number higher than 22, higher even than the Torah itself, which is Tshuva. Tshuva is even higher than Torah, as it says in Yerushalmi. Mitzad Torah, a person cannot rectify himself. A person violates the Torah, that's it. Out. You rebel against the king, you have to be punished. There's nothing that can be done for you. Tshuva, the concept of Tshuva is higher than Torah. It's Tshuva Kadma La'olam. That it's possible that a Jew can rectify is because tshuva is a possibility, because tshuva is higher than Torah. That means tshuva is higher than the 22 ICIs, so it has to do with 23. So therefore, the first day in which we found out that there's a kapara for the Chet HaEgel was the 23rd day of Adar, the Dafka Chav Gimel, higher than the 22 ICIs. And so too, Parshas Pekudei is the 23rd Parsha. The Parsha in Chumash in which this kapara takes place, the Parsha in Chumash in which Hakamas HaMishkan takes place, is Eile Pekudei, Parsha Chav Gimel, the 23rd Parsha of Chumash, which is totally disconnected from all the previous Parshas. It's a totally new world. It's not connected, even though we read Vayakal and Pekudei together at the same time. When they're separate, okay, but together at the same time, this is more noticeable, that even though we're reading both Parshias, and they're both related, they're both about the Mishkan, Pekudei does not start with a Vav. Pekudei is disconnected from Vayakal. Vayakel, therefore, is the parsha associated with Tahara, with Purim, with Adar. Vayakel Moshe, Moshe gathers all of Klal Yisrael. That itself brings about a Tahara. We know from Rebbe Elimelech of Lezhensk, whose Yahrzeit was today, Zechus HaYogan, the land of Al-Kol Yisrael, Chafal of Adar. He writes that there's an Oilam in Shemayim that's called Kol Yisrael, that when all Yidin are together, there's no Pagam. No Pagam can affect Klal Yisrael when they're united. That's why we find whenever there was an Eis Tzara, it was always the concept of unite. What does unite have to do with it? We should rectify all the things that have to be rectified. Why doesn't Esther say everyone should go home and everyone should think of all the bad things that they did and do tshuva? Esther says no. Lech Kenoi says Kol HaYehudim. Of course they had to do tshuva. But it comes with Achdus. There has to be a Kenoi says Kol HaYehudim. That's what's going to be Mevatel the Hippel Pur Hu HaGoyrol, which Knoises Kol HaYehudim is Begamatria Hippel Pur Hu HaGoyrol. Doi Reish Toiv La'amoy, says Mordechai. Mordechai is the Doi Reish Toiv, the one who only sees good in each and every Jew. Which Doi Reish Toiv La'amoy is also Begamatria Hippel Pur Hu HaGoyrol. You want to get rid of the Gezerah? You want to eradicate Haman? You want to stop all the gezeiros on Yidden? There has to be kenosis kol ha-Yehudim. There has to be doirish toiv la'ama. We have to be malamit schus on one another. We have to tolerate each other. We have to only see the good in each and every single group and segment of Klal Yisrael, whether we understand them or not. That's the way we bring about the Yeshua. Whenever there's an eis tzara, Klal Yisrael unites. We see that even today when it happens, seldom, but when it happens, there's achdus, because achdus is metaher. Achdus has the power to be metaher Klal Yisrael, and even if they're oiv the avodah zarah, as the Gemara says, bimei achav, but they had achdus, they were victorious in all of their wars, unlike in the generation of Chizkiyahu, when they were tzaddikim, but they didn't have achdus. So achdus is what brings about tahara. It brought about the tahara of Purim, the Mordechai, the Dachya, the Dachyu Ilo. We know that the Zohar says that Shavuos is called Yoima de Dachyu, the day of tahara, Matan Torah. And Purim, of course, is also the day of Matan Torah, the day that we Hadar Kibluha B'meach HaShveirosh. But this Achdus is necessary in a time of Eis Tzara, in a time that we need Tahara. In the time of Geula, however, not that there won't be Achdus, of course there'll be Achdus, but in the time of Geula, we don't stress the Achdus. Then, everyone is an individual. Everyone has their own merit. We see this at the end of Zayis HaBrocha, it says, Vayishkan Yisrael betach bodod ein Ya'akoy. Bodod means everyone by themselves. Now, bodod usually is used like an Eicha Yashba bodod in a derogatory sense. It's usually a negative connotation when we say bodod. But not in Parshas Zayis HaBrocha, as Rashi brings, Ishtachas Gafnoi V'tachas Te'enosi. Everyone has their own house, their own vineyard, their own wine, their own vineyard. They don't have to get together. There's no enemy, Rashi brings down. Since there's not going to be an enemy, we don't have to get together to fight the enemy. Also meaning, there's no Yetzirah. It's not an Eis Tzara. Everyone shines on their own. That's Pekudei. Pekudei is associated with Geula. Pekudei, which is from the word also Pekud Yivkud, in the time of Pekudei, which is a time in itself, Eilef Pekudei, not connected to the previous parasha. Each individual shines. In fact, in the parasha speaking about the individual here is Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was told Lech Reid, who went down as a result of Chet HaEgel, has his aliyah afterwards. Lech Halemi Zeh, he has his aliyah here in Parshas Pekudei when his name is mentioned over and over again. Vayakel leads to Pekudei. The Achtus, Vayakel, brings about the Pekudei, the Pekida from the Golus, which is the Geula. The same thing after the Chet HaEgel. It was necessary that there be an achdus. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe had to gather all of Klal Yisrael. Machras Yom HaKippurim, as Rashi brings here, Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all of Klal Yisrael, and that itself is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, where it says Vayikohel Ha'om Al Aharon. There also the Torah uses the expression of Kehila, but that was a Kehila L'shem Ra, L'shem Avodah Zarah. This Vayakel is a tikkun for that Vayikohel. And we find that also in the Megillah, Nikhalu HaYehudim Be'orehem, Vayikohalu HaYehudim Asher B'shusham. The first time that Klal Yisrael were ever called a Kohol was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where the Pasuk says, V'shachatu Oysoi Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael. That's what we learn out, Shluchai Shalodam Kemoysoi, because since we're all one, the concept of Shlichas applies. You can appoint someone else to be your agent, and it's considered as if you did it yourself, because we are one unit, we are one entity. Unlike by the Goyim, there's no Shlichas, ain't Shlichas La'akam, because they don't have the Achdus. By them it says, Nefashos Lashon Rabim. By Klal Yisrael it says, Shivim Nefesh Lashon Yachid. That started in Chodesh Nisan, the month that we're about to embark, the month that's about to start, the Reishis of the Shana, Rishayin Hu Lachem L'chotche HaShana, is when Klal Yisrael became a Kohol. The Beis HaMikdash was 130, each Azara in the Beis HaMikdash was 135 amos wide, equal to the word Kohol. Kohol is 135. The Beis HaMikdash unites all of Klal Yisrael. Ir Shechubra Lo Yachdav Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash unites all of Klal Yisrael. That's why through unity we are Zeicha to the Beis HaMikdash. When there's division, we lose the Beis HaMikdash. Sin Aschinam causes Churban. Ahab Aschinam brings about Geula. So Vayakel brings Pekudei. Purim, which is Vayakel, which is Kenosis Kol HaYehudim, which is Tahara, Vayakel, Begematria Mikveh, that brings us to Pekudei, which begins with the word Eile, Eile Pekudei, which is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, which is when the Klal Yisrael said, Eile Eloihecha Yisrael, they use the word Eile. Eile Eloihecha Yisrael. Here it's Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. Especially this year, when Yetz Hashem, we're all going to be Zeichet to something which happens so rarely. Only a few times in one's life is the person zeicha usually to be able to make this bracha, which in many communities is done b'roiv am, and it's done in an achdus, even though you don't have to be, you could say, make the bracha in your own house or in outside, obviously you have to see the sun. But this is a special opportunity, a special schus that we have at Erev Pesach, the day of Hakrovas Karban Pesach, where the pasuk says, V'shachatu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael, where we were called kol for the first time pertaining to the Karban Pesach. We have this opportunity to be mevorech birchas hachama, which is the whole idea of birchas hachama, besides, of course, oisa ma'isa bereishis, the concept of recognizing that Hashem put the sun in the sky. It wasn't, didn't happen because of some sort of banging of stars or some explosion or some random banging of stars, is the way the scientists explain it, but the sun was put there specifically 93 million miles away from the earth, to be able to heat up planet Earth and to be able to give us light and all the vitamins that we get from the sun. And it's all because Hashem put it there, and that's what we recognize. But it is also the idea of Hischatshus. It's a time to start over again. Which this year, Tavshin Samach Tes, is a year that's a associated with Kohol, because this is Shnas Hakel. This is the year after Shemitah. The year after Shemitah, the Pasuk says, is the year when Hakel es ha'om ho'anoshim v'hanoshim v'hataf. The Melech gathered all of Klal Yisrael every Hakel year on Sukkot and said and read for them Sefer Devarim, just as Moshe Rabbeinu does here. V'yakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. This was the prelude to the Mishkan, to the Hakamas HaMishkan, to the Hashras HaShchin, and of course to the knowledge that Chet HaEgel has been forgiven, which is why the Torah repeats this over and over again, this whole story of the Mishkan, which we already learned in Truma Tetzaveh. Why would the Torah repeat and go over something which was already, in fact, the Trump is practically the same. But Bale Kriya, Vayakal Pekudah, is a little is easier because we've already read Truma and Tetzaveh. Why would the Torah go over almost exactly the same psukim as it did in Truma Tetzaveh? It's because of the Chavivus. There's such a Chavivus here, it shows the tremendous Ahava that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, that He is taking us back again after Chet HaEgel, that it's worth it to repeat and say all over and over and over again because of the tremendous chavivus that Hashem has for us, that He's willing to give us a second chance, a new beginning, a new number, the number Chav Gimel, higher even than the Chav Beis Isis HaTorah, which started Chav Gimel Adar, which gives us the 23rd parasha, which is Pekudei, which leads us, of course, to the ultimate Geula that we're all hoping for and waiting for and anticipating with tremendous anticipation that Yetzir Hashem this year we should be able to make Birchas HaChama and be Makar of the Karban Pesach and have the Parah Aduma in Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh, when at that time the Pasuk says, Kohol Godol Yoshuvu Heina, that all of Klal Yisrael will return as one unit, as one kohol vayakel, but also as individuals, pekudei, where everyone will come in front of Mashiach, everyone will come before Hashem and be able to show Hashem that every one of us utilize our talents and our potential, and every one of us will shine, and all of us will reach the level of reishis, the reishis bara elikim, the purpose of creation, which according to Rabbi Yehoshua began in Chodesh Nisan. May we be zeichet to the geula hamitis v'hashleim of this Chodesh Nisan. And together with all of Klal Yisrael, be makriv of the Karban Pesach, we will shalom in HaKadosh.